Hello guys, Eman from PesoSmartPH here. Welcome sa pinabagong video. Shoutout din sa mga podcast listeners. I appreciate y'all. Today, yung topic natin is saan nga ba makarating yung 10K mo kapag magsistart ka mag-invest sa stock market. So, I believe na yung 10,000 pesos is a good starting point kapag newbie ka pa lang sa stock market investing. So, today, itatakil natin yung tatlong companies or stocks na I believe pwede nyong pag-aralan and then eventually own their stocks para kumita ng extra income from their dividends and meron silang magandang capital gain upside. So, let's start with our first company. Yun ang Cebu Air Incorporated. Makita nyo naman dito na yung 52-week low niya is at 31.05 and then astonishing yung 52-week high niya which is at 98.90. So, more than triple yan. Pero, syempre, yung current market price naman niya is sa 42 na. So, around 11 pesos na in-increase niya compared dun sa 52-week high niya. Ang titingnan natin dito is ano ba yung nature ng business ng Cebu Air? I believe karamihan naman sa atin is familiar na dito sa Cebu Pacific. Yun talagang selling point nila is budget airline sila. So it's for the masses, kumbaga. Tingnan natin yung financials. Pahapyaw lang yung silip lang kumbaga yung titingnan natin dito. So, goods naman, diba? From 2015 to 2019, every year naman, kumikita sila. And almost every year, well, hindi naman, nag-increase siya compared to 2018 to 2019. But yun, medyo nag-take ng hit yung rev nila, yung income nila noong 2017 and 2018. Medyo bumaba ulit. But 2019, naka-recover na. I expect na magti-take din ng hit, syempre. Obviously naman. Yung income nila for this year because of the pandemic. Tapos yung makapag raise ng eyebrows nyo dito is yung long term borrowings nila and short term borrowings. Medyo malaki talaga siya. I think acceptable naman siya given the nature of the business. So mataas talaga yung operating expenses nitong airline business. So that is understandable. Total borrowing sila for 2019 is at around 74.65 billion pesos. And kung ikumpara mo sa net income nila, chunk lang yung income na yun para, you know, mabayaran yung ang borrowing sila, yung utang nila. But it's pretty good naman. Enterprise value is at 110 billion pesos. And yung dividends nila, consistent naman. As you can see, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019. I believe mapuputo lang siya for this year. But we're still not sure kung ganun yung gagawin nila. Kasi, syempre, mayroong crisis. And sobrang affected talaga ng industry nila. Lahat naman yun eh. Lahat naman ng airlines. So as I've said earlier, yung target market nila is yung mga tao na naghahanap ng deals ng mga budget fares. Meron nga silang promo, di ba? Yung piso fare. So I believe yung mga taong yun, yung target market nila, they're better off prioritizing other stuff instead of like traveling. Since nakatakot pa rin naman, di ba? Like mag-travel. Kahit nga lumabas ka lang ng bahay, medyo nakaka-paranoid. And yeah, medyo stressful talaga lumabas. And yun, compute lang natin yung dividend yield nila. Gawin na natin basis is yung binigay nila last year na regular and special dividends. So, labas natin yung calculator natin dyan. So, nasa 7 pesos yung binigay nila in total. Then, divide nyo lang yan sa current market price nya, which is 42 pesos. Then, yung result is ito times 100 nyo. So, nasa 16.66% yung dividend yield niya. And I believe hindi naman silang bibigay this year. So, that's gonna take a hit then. Kagandahan lang dito is mataas yung capital appreciation niya, yung upside ng capital gain. So how do you compute that one? Kunin mo lang yung target price mo. For this one, ang gawin natin basis is yung 52 week high. 98.90 yan. Okay. Then divide mo sa current market price, which is 42. Minus 1 lang. Then times 100. Yan na, yung formula. So yung upside niya is 135.47%. Di ba? Medyo mataas. And kung nakabili ka nga nung 31 pesos per share na stock nila, almost magiging triple. So around 200% yung upside niya. Kailangan natin tingnan kung ilan nga ba yung mabibili mong shares sa budget mong 10,000. Muntik na natin malimutan. So SEB quantity, yung price natin is at 42. So I believe mga 200. Yan, 8.4 na yung magagastos mo agad. But kung pwede ka naman mag-exceed sa 10k mo na budget, you can go for 300. Yan, 12.6 na siya. Medyo over budget na. So, let's just stick with 200. Then, pag pin-review order mo, nasa 24 lang yung total charges. Kasi pag bumaba ka sa 8k, pag kunyari, 100 lang yung binili mo. Nasa 22 na rin yung ano eh. Yung total charges. So, medyo lugi ka dun, diba? Ayan, 23 na. So, doblein mo lang yung bibilin mong stock, tas piso lang halos yung madadagdag sa fees mo. Diba? Masulit. So, 42, ayan. And yeah, since magsistick naman tayo sa budget na 10k, so, pagka-interested ka sa Cebu Air na stock, 200 shares na yung bilin mo. Ayan. Net mo na babayaran is 8.424k.78. Alright, so move on tayo sa next stock natin, which is CIC. So, kahapon nakabili ako nito. Actually, 500 shares at 20.50. Yung una kong bili kahapon din, nasa 20.95. Kasi yun yung previous low close niya. So, dun, yun yung una kong purchase. But nakita ko, medyo bumaba siya ulit. So, nag-take advantage na ako. And, yeah, bought some more. So, kung curious kayo, ano nga ba yung ginagawa ng Concepcion Industrial Corporation? So, basically, sila yung nagkakary ng mga air conditioning units dito sa Philippines. So, yung mga brands na kilala nyo na. Carrier, Kelvinator, Condura. So, yan. Sila yung nagdi-distribute yan and nagbebenda yan. And I believe naman sobrang familiar tayo lalo na sa Carrier. Kasi ayun pa talaga yung mga lumang AC units na ginagamit nung parents natin, nung mga grandparents natin. So, subok na sila na matibay and talagang malamig. Check natin yung financials. Ito yung gustong-gusto ko saan eh, sa company na to. Yung financials nila. Wait lang ah. Yan. Maganda yung net income. Kung titingnan nyo naman, 2015 to 2019, consistent ni sila nagkakaroon ng loss. And, kagandahan dito, yung short-term and long-term borrowings. So, 2015, 351M. Then, 16 and 17, wala silang utang yan. Wala silang binabayaran na utang. And then, 2018, nagkaroon ulit. 425 and then for last year 243 and 438. So total 682 million. And mas malaki yung net income nila compared dun, diba? So I believe that is a very good sign. Then pagdating naman sa dividends, I believe okay din naman. So 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020 nagbigay din sila ng dividends. So that's very good. Yun na lang gawin natin basis sa pag-compute ng yield nila. So for this year, yung dividend yield nila is at 3%. 3.41% to be exact. So, I think that's healthy naman and that's good na, for example, nag-invest ka nga ng 10k, diba? Si multiply mo sa 3%. Oh shit, tama ba? 100 lang pala nilagay ko. Times 0.3. Ayan, meron kang 300 pesos per year. You know, na extra na wala ka namang ginagawa. And kung mas lumaki pa yan, kung ikumpara mo dun sa yield, I mean sa dividend na binigay nila last year, 1.2. So mas malaki pa yung makukuha mo, diba? So that's pretty good. And yung upside niya is mataas din. So kung titingnan natin dito, so gawin natin target price mo ulit at selling is at 44.75. And then bumili ka today or yesterday, i-divide mo yun sa 20.50 minus 1 and then times 100. So 118.29% yung upside nung stock na to kung bumili ka sa current market price niya. And syempre kapag binenta mo sa 44.75 price per share. And pwede mo rin naman siya ibenta at a higher price kung gusto mong, you know, mag-antay pa. But of course, syempre dapat meron kang like exit plan or exit goal sa mga stocks mo. So, always be ready for that. And then yung last stock natin is GSMI. Ginebra San Miguel Incorporated. 52-week low is at 25. 52-week high is at 69.80. Current market price, 31.60. I believe nakabili ako nito at 33 or 32-ish pesos per share before sila makapag before yung ex date nila. So yung binigay nilang dividends for this month, bali babayaran pa yun next month, I believe July. Nag-qualify ako doon. And normally kasi talaga yung mga nagbibigay ng dividends na companies, bumababa yung stock prices nila after nung ex date kasi syempre, 'di ba? Wala na masyadong buyers since hindi naman sila makapag-qualify dun sa most recent dividend payment. Check natin, ano bang ginagawa ng Ginebra? So I believe karamihan naman sa atin alam na yun. So nagbebenta, nagmamanufacture sila ng liquor. And sa mga PBA and Filipino basketball fans dyan, karamihan sa mga yun is Ginebra fans din. Well, ako hindi personally. Gusto ko yung si Junmar Fajardo. So, kung saan team man siya mapunta. Well, sa ano lang din man siya. Sa San Miguel pa lang naman siya naglalaro. So, yeah. Yun yung sinusuportan kong team. But, karamihan talaga sa mga Pinoy is Ginebra Kings fans. Check na lang natin yung financials nila. So, looking at 2015, ayun, yun yung makakuha agad ng attention mo. So, loss sila nun. Nag-incur sila ng 385 million na net loss. But, nabawi naman nila in 2016. And then, from that point forward, lumaki naman yung income nila every year. 2017, 600M. 2018, 1 billion. And then, last year, 1.67 billion pesos. Yung utang nila, total borrowings, 2.62 billion pesos. Medyo malaki din siya, I believe. But, I think sustainable naman. Kaya naman nilang bayaran yan every year. Net enterprise value nasa 12 billion pesos. And ano kasi, diba? As I've said earlier, yung mga fans, sobrang daming fans ng Ginebra. So, yung brand is talagang established na. So, team pa lang yun, di ba? So, talagang maraming sumusuporta dito sa brand na to. And kita nyo naman na kumikita yung business. Then, dividend history. So, kaka-continue lang nila ng pagbigay ng dividend. So, from 2008 to 2011, nagbibigay sila. 4 times a year, quarterly yan. Then, naputol. Then, nag-continue lang last year, 2019. And then, mas mababa na yung binibigay nila. Understandable naman yan kasi as you can see, dun sa financials nila. Since 2016, lagi silang net loss. So, I believe yung previous years nun, kaya sila nagputol ng dividend is hindi sila masyado kumikita. But, it's a good thing and a good sign na nakabawi na sila. And I believe i-continue naman nila tong dividend payments. Medyo magtitake lang din ng hit kasi yun, may pandemic ngayon. Lahat naman ng businesses affected nun. Pit na lang natin yung dividend yield niya. So, 1 peso yan. Kasi times 5 eh. 2.25 times. Hindi pala, times 4 lang. Since quarterly. Divide mo sa 31.6 times 100. So, nasa 3.16% yung dividend yield niya. That's pretty good then. Then yung upside niya, 69, sabi natin yung 52 week high na rin yung basis. Then bumili ka currently sa price point na 31.6. So minus 1 times 100, nasa 120% yung upside niya sa capital gains. Ilang stocks nga mo, bibili mo kapag meron kang 10k na budget. GSMI. Okay, wait lang. So, how much nga ba? 31.6. So, 300. Yan. 300 yung mabibili mo sa budget. Gusto mo i-push ng konti pa. Medyo mataas na pala. So, stick ka na lang sa 300 shares. Preview order yan. Nasa 27 lang yung fees. Then, 9.5k yung net na ma-charge sa'yo. Wait, hindi ko ba nalagay yung sa CIC? I believe hindi. So, try natin yung CIC. I believe na skip ko siya kanina. So, 20.5. Ikaw bumili around 500. Yeah, medyo nag-exceed lang ng konti sa budget natin na 10k. But I believe sulit naman siya. Kasi yung charges is nasa 30 lang. Edit natin. Gawin natin 400 lang para talagang susundin natin yung what you call this, yung budget natin. So nasa 8.2k, 24 lang yung charges, yung fees. So yep, there you have it. Yun yung mararating ng 10k nyo kung mag-initial invest pa lang kayo. So reminder lang, every Monday and Thursday ako nag-upload, so twice a week yun. Subscribe na rin kayo para hindi nyo ma-miss yung mga content ko. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want more of my content, be sure to leave a rating, give a like, share it, and subscribe. Your feedback is always welcome and appreciated. And remember, be PESA smart. See ya.